Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast which follows the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a fairly weird topic. It is my experiences of overcoming nerves about using the telephone. Yes, I know that is probably a bit strange, but I guess from any student nurses here or whether you are an experienced nurse, if you can probably reflect up, I'm pretty sure we've all got some experiences of trying to pick up that phone and calling someone and just sort of getting weak at the knees, like so nervous. I just know when I first came into the ICU here, and the same experiences, you know, as you're a student nurse going into your placements, you really don't know anyone. You are the new person in that new environment. You don't know any of the interprofessional team members' names. You're still trying to figure out how things work. And so my first few experiences, it was certainly interesting because here I am one-on-one looking after my patient. And for example, we have access nurses. So I think I've talked about this before on an early episode, but in the ICU here, I care one-on-one for one patient. I then have my buddy next door who will be caring for their patient. And we have what's called an access nurse. So an access nurse's role is to be like a floating person that looks after a few individual nurses. And they're the ones who will make sure that we're getting things done on time. If we need any equipment, that they can go off and grab it for us if we can't step away. Following up with some doctors on things that need to be done. Or ask any questions on your behalf or anything like this. Like the access nurse is that person who's definitely a useful resource. So I just know like my first few times of calling them up and be like, oh, hi, my name is, like, this is Ben. And they're just like, yeah, I know, Ben. Like, what's wrong? That's kind of like, oh, geez, I've stuffed it already. Like, oh, I felt so, so bad. But I guess at the end of the day, like, yes, just that was my first sort of experiences feeling like an absolute idiot, like introducing myself every single time. And I guess, you know, not everyone knows that I'm a new grad yet, but I'm pretty sure it would be pretty evident and everyone would be talking about, look, that's Ben, he's a new grad, he's looking after that patient, keep an eye out, I guess. But at the end of the day, like, the more time that I'd be coming in day after day, and the more that you're starting to get to know the different team members within the ICU, you start to develop that professional relationship and that rapport. And so all of a sudden, picking up that phone and being able to ask for something really wasn't that scary anymore. And so now being about 9 weeks in, I just remember that first few days of feeling absolutely just, you know, like an idiot on the phone, jumbling my words and all that sort of stuff. But now, 9 weeks in, I really don't feel it's a bigger deal anymore to just pick up, you know, get on with it. And then that's the whole point of it, isn't it? Just to ask and get things that you need done. So I just know. And then it's also a different experience calling up the doctors. Even now, like 9 weeks in, I certainly know the first few times, like, it was so nerve-wracking trying to call the doctors for anything, because it's like, oh geez, who do I call? What is a JR? Where does an SR fit onto the scheme of where the hierarchy of doctors, and who should I call first, and is this an appropriate question to be asking that level of doctor or whoever it's going to be? Like, it was scary. Like, it really was. But I guess the more that you're sort of turning up to work each day, and 9 weeks in now, like, I'm starting to realize that it's really not that big a deal. They're super approachable people. You come prepared with the information to give to them, and that you get on with it. That's it. Like, you're providing them some information which they can use to make a decision. So, and even then, like, not only is there telephones in here, so I guess today's episode is mainly about telephones, but if we need to get in contact with you know, physios for some, you know, respiratory interventions, or whether it's going to be in contact with pharmacy or OTs or social worker, whoever it's going to be, we sort of use a blend in this ICU I work in of calling as well as being able to send a page out. So on our computer system, we can write a message and we can send that out via a pager so they can get it and then come along. But if they need to get in contact, they just call my bedside phone and then we have a chat. So the first few times, you know, it is scary. The more that I'm there each and every day and introducing myself to more and more different people, noticing that picking up the phone is just a standard practice of my job now. So I guess, you know, if you're a student nurse listening to this podcast, it is always going to be a bit scary when you're on placement and you're trying to call, because at the end of the day, you're in someone else's environment. It is certainly a bit intimidating, but just be reassured that, you know, when you do start working as a registered nurse, it all starts to flow that little bit more, the more time and the more weeks that go by and the more people that you introduce yourself to. So 9 weeks in now and it's feeling a lot better than what it was day one, that's for sure. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.